December 10th, 2021. It's the Watch for Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro Show. Happy Friday. Start off with evidence. This is John Coltrane with Felonious Monk live at Carnegie Hall. Big time for John Coltrane and his voyage through music. Rich Matson after that, Feel the Same. Speaking of voyages through music, because of those Estonian Skype, well, software engineers with their Skype invention, I got Brother Rich Matson aboard. Howdy.
Hey, hey. Honored to be here, Mike Watt.
Yeah. In what town? You're in Minnesota, right? Is it near the Twin City?
I'm in Eveleth, Minnesota. It's 200 miles north of
On the way to
Twin Cities.
Duluth?
It's north of Duluth.
Wow. Okay, so getting up there with the Boundary Waters and shit.
I'm in the home of the Hockey Hall of Fame, Eveleth.
Okay. How do you spell that?
Eveleth.
Ah, so it's pronounced. How do you say house?
Hoss.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, that trivial shit, man. I'm interested in your music and your journey, so please, Brother Rich.
I'm almost Canadian.
Yeah, neighbors. Well, yeah. I'm almost, you know, down here in Pedro, right? San Pedro. I'm almost Mexican, so it's all right.
It's game day for you, buddy.
It's all right. Look.
Big show tonight.
Oh, I do have a show, yeah. But actually, I came from Virginia. You know what Sly Stone said? He says, it's not where you're from, it's where you're at.
Yeah.
So you don't get to pick that other shit. But let's get to the point here. I'm curious in your musical journey, so please bring me your earliest musical recollection.
My earliest musical recollection, probably riding in the back seat of the car, singing along to the radio. And my parents always listened to music. They always had the radio on, and I'd sing along. And eventually I got myself a little transistor radio, and I would listen to Casey Kasem's Top 40 every Friday. I'd tuck that radio under my pillow, and I'd listen, and I'd try and stay awake till they got to number one, and I just loved every bit of it. This was in the early 70s. I was born in 67, so.
Okay, I'm 10 years older than you, but
Yeah.
So you're in the back seat, but there's a pillow?
No, I'm talking about, like, with my transistor radio, I'd go to bed at night.
Okay, so
the
other radio was in the car. Yeah, okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Casey Kasem, I think he was out of SoCal here. He had a Kiss FM or something. He was, or in charge of, like, a top 10 or a top 20 or some shit like that.
Yeah. Right, yeah, it was that light rock of the early 70s, and it got me yearning for something harder, and being up in Eveleth where I grew up.
Oh, so you're in the same
Minnesota
town you grew up.
That's where I live now. I lived in Minneapolis in the Twin Cities for about 18 years.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Where I really got into rocking and getting
out
of the country.
Let's say in these beginning years, that pad you grew up in, was there musical instruments?
Not at first. There was a guitar that was pretty much unplayable. My dad had a guitar, but it kind of stayed in his closet.
Did he play? Pop play?
He didn't really play. He knew how to play raunchy.
Okay.
That was about all he played.
Or played the radio, right, for sure.
Yeah. And then we listened to Johnny Cash, the Beatles, Bob Dylan.
Oh, so
Bob Dylan was like from outer space.
No, he's from Hibbing.
He grew up in a town 20 miles away from me.
Hibbing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So not too far outer space, or maybe you were part of that outer space.
It just blew my mind that this guy was from here.
Yeah, remember he had a song, Girl from Red Wing? Greg Norton from Hooskers moved to Red Wing.
Yeah.
And as I saw the factory for those shoes, it had a big giant boot out front. Let me ask you this. The first record you bought with your own money, please.
Oh, my God. You're not going to – well, this is going to take my cool factor way down, but – I joined the Columbia House Records.
Oh, yeah, I know. I did that shit with 8-tracks. For a dime, you get 10 of them, right?
Yeah, I was 9 years old. I had a paper route. And so I knew I could fulfill the, you had to buy four records after that. I got all John Denver tapes.
Well, what they do, they send one a month. And if you didn't send it back, you had to buy it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of the foist.
To fulfill my contract, I bought Kiss, Love Gun, Kiss Destroyer, and Van Halen record.
Okay, now we saw Kiss like 3 or 4 times, maybe 5 even, before they even had an album out. They'd open up for everybody. I remember when the album came out, I've said this a million times on the show, but it was so slow. Because they played a lot faster.
Sure.
You know. What about the first gig you went and saw, Rich?
The first gig I saw The first big one was Neil Young, and this was in Denver, Colorado. In the early 80s, all the mines up here, it's an iron ore mining country.
Sure.
So they were shutting down. My dad got laid off. We moved out to Colorado, and we lived close to Denver. And my first concert was Neil Young at the McNichols Arena. My second concert, Mike, was Black Flag, the Meat Puppets, and Nig Heist at the Rainbow Ballroom or something like that in Denver.
Yeah, we played.
That blew my mind.
We played the same pad with them, but the tour after. The tour before. It's the tour before. We played the same pad, and get this, the gig before was fucking 17th Street entry. So it was a 7th Street entry. It was a 17-hour hell ride.
Yeah.
We leave right after the gig to make sound check. And then you go up a mile. So 10 of us in that boat, you know. But
that
was my first time. Loved it. But I was at that sitting. You know, they demolished that place. It's gone. Barry Fay used to run all the rock gigs.
Barry Fay.
He ended up shooting himself.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. He taught my buddy, Doug Kaufman, who's been doing my gigs there. In fact, I just played for him a couple weeks ago. Let me ask you this. What about in school? Were you in the marching band or the choir or shit like that?
I joined the orchestra in third grade. I couldn't wait to play something. And the orchestra director came to our elementary school and gave a presentation. And on the lunch break, on recess, I went down to that orchestra hall. I said, I want to join. And I thought I'd play bass.
Stand
up. But I looked at them. They were so big. I was kind of frightened. So I said, I'll play the smaller one. That's called a cello.
Ah, the cello.
Yes.
Besides the size, what's the other big diff?
Yeah.
What's the other big difference? They're tuned in fifths. Basses are tuned like guitars in fourths. Just
true.
For some curious listeners out there. Okay, so you get the little cello. Yes. And what? The trippy thing about the cello is the way you have to play it, sitting down between your legs.
Yeah.
But, man, it's got a range like no other instrument. I think the entire human voice is in that range.
Yeah. Yeah, so I learned a little bit about reading music and how to play cello, and I played cello until seventh grade, and then I switched to bass. But really, it was just a vehicle to show the folks that I was so interested in music, and I really wanted to play guitar, I wanted to play bass, drums, whatever I could get my hands on.
Rock and roll, you're talking.
I wanted to rock and roll.
Yeah. But I'll tell you one saving grace. Even though it was kind of, the orchestra and shit, at least you didn't have to wear the big heavy wool suits in March.
No.
No. But that might be good, though, in the colder times.
Yeah.
But I think of those guys.
I did play the big bass drum.
Oh, you did do that.
In a marching band. That was the VFW marching band. That was after high school.
Yeah, but still bass clef. Still bass clef.
Yes.
Just very short. The note is very short. Yeah, yeah. So, look, you gave me this Red's the Color. I want to play it, okay?
Okay.
gonna flame you. From the blast furnace heat of the parking lot to the hell yes refineries at night, coming into Sulphur, Louisiana. Couldn't live here if it meant my life. Couldn't live here if it meant my life. Sleeping in the van with the windows wide open, dripping heat with the July weather. We drove 500 miles on 2 hours sleep. Man, it was crazy. But now it's my black-eyed waitress back at the Waffle House. Man, that bruise went all down your cheek. How often do you get to New Orleans? What about the wake-up call you need? What about the wake-up call you need? What about the wake-up call you need? What about the wake-up call you need?
Mark from Pedro, show that chunk of music. Start off with Rich Madsen with Reds of Color. And then Mike Adams had His Honest Weight with Bad Weather. Helvetia. Does it go backwards? There's some stuff, joyful music. Ava Mendoza, she's got a brand new record, solo guitar, where people wrote pieces for her. And this one's Don't Look. Can't remember who wrote it, though. Fuck. Idiot, why? Sorry, Ava. And sorry, unknown songwriter. I know Trevor Dunn wrote one, and Devin Hoff wrote another, but this ain't one of them. Then the band that Roger Miller put together after Mission of Burma, after the redo that lasted like 15 years too long or something, he told me. It's called Trinary System. He's up in Vermont now. And Remember Easter Island. That's what he did last year. Hack Picciotto, brand new album out of Berlin. Evermore is a tune. Sutros, A Girl Called Charity. This is from a compilation where they celebrate songs by TV personality. Kind of an England comedy band, right? I Know Where Syd Barrett Lives and Part-Time Punks and shit like that. And then finally, Rich Madsen, Sulphur. Now, you know, one thing Torin does, if you call Torin more than a month, I've done 67, and there's a town in Belmont, near Belmont, in the eastern part of Texas, named Sulphur. Is this the town?
I'm thinking about Sulphur, Louisiana.
Okay, but there's a Sulphur, Texas. Maybe they're close to each other because it's near that border, either that one or the one with Arkansas. But, man, it is a bad-smelling town. And, in fact, the town next to us, Wilmington, it might not be called Sulphur, but they got a refinery. It's just a mountain of the shit, right? It ain't even covered up. It's this big yellow mountain. I also got this manure thing. We call it Bandini Mountain for the Bandini Manure Company. And the poor people who live there just have to breathe this shit.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Okay, so I got the state wrong, but I got kind of the situation correct.
Yeah, I think you get a smelly town, you just got the name of Sulphur.
and by me hearing the words, you don't want to live there.
No. Just pass it through in the middle of the night.
Like maybe some of the more towns, you know, because they use shit like that to get the stuff out of the ore. You got to extract it, right? It's too raw. So I know that towns like Carson and shit where they got the silver, they used mercury, and they just left the shit, piles of this toxic. Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. It's real nearsighted. They say, we got to do it now, you know. And then they'll even get the working guys, look, it means your jobs.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
How about Gary, Indiana?
Sure.
There's a town.
You always pass through it if you're going, you know, that's the way, right, through Chi-Town to the rest of the country.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to drive through it.
Right, with all the trucks.
Like driving through hell.
I
think it's 90.
Yeah, 94, right. Okay, let's continue on with your journey through music. So you do get the guitar. Now, how's that happen?
I had my paper out. I saved my money. I wound up borrowing a guitar from my cousin. My cousin was a guitar player, or he still is. And he borrowed me one. My dad brought home a $40 acoustic guitar that I still have. It was a Fender J35 or something, F35. And I really wanted an electric. And I put up an ad at the local music store, wanted Fender Telecaster or Stratocaster. I wound up getting a 71 Strat for $350.
Big headstock.
Yeah. Beautiful guitar.
Big logo.
And I played that for years. Eventually, I switched to a Gretsch Country Gentleman.
Oh.
And that's the one I still have, and play that to this day.
Let me ask you this. You got that with your own money, so it wasn't like, if I get you this, you have to take lessons. But how did you learn on it? Was it by listening to records, or did you find a teacher or your cousin?
My cousin taught me some chords, and I got one of those chord charts and just kind of read along to that. But I really kind of picked it out myself, just listening
and
finding the notes and stuff.
Sure, that's maybe the best way to stumble along.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I'd play along to records when I discovered Neil Young, his music is so basic and simple.
Pretty econo, yeah.
I could play all this stuff.
Yeah. There's that one record with the three tunes, right? Cowgirl and the Cinnamon Girl and Down by the River. Right?
Put that on and just jam.
You know why? Because I think it's Poncho. Poncho, he wasn't a complicated guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was so much Neil, because Neil wanted to play along with it, of course.
Yeah. But
the guy they had before, the guy who OD'd, maybe more finesse, but the way he did is econo, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let me ask you about after school, not like graduate, but in the afternoon. Did you get into the garage band, basement band, bedroom band thing?
My best friend lived a block away, and he had the drum kit, and he played all the time. We'd jam probably three or four nights a week in his parents' basement. They'd come down later on. Dad would come down and say, "Why don't you play some country?" Like, "Oh, we ain't gonna play that shit kicking music." We laughed, you know, but eventually we had to learn some Johnny Cash for him. But we'd scoff at
it. It's bad, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of like the rent, the tithe.
Yeah, but we played all this new wave. We thought we were inventing punk rock. We'd open the windows and we'd just thrash make a bunch of noise.
Let me ask you, Rich, in that little town and shit, how did you guys hear about the movement?
There were most of the bands were cover bands. They were all cover bands, and we'd go out and see them, and they play. They were playing new wave. And there was a record store in the big town of Virginia, which was about 5 miles away. They had the Only Ones. I remember they had a Replacements record.
Ah, okay.
And there was videos were coming out, and I remember seeing
Husker's early. What about Suicide Commandos?
I never heard of the Suicide Commandos
when
I was growing up.
I think they were the first one to have an album.
Did you ever hear the Flamin' O's?
No.
They had an album, and that made its way up to Eveleth. And that blew my mind that there was a band in Minneapolis putting out records. And I was just like, I got to go to Minneapolis.
Okay.
So I got to get the hell out of here and go to Minneapolis and make records.
Can I ask you if that Replacement record was a Twin Tone record?
It was.
Because Twin Tone, right? Big label.
Yep.
There was a great store right next to 7th Avenue, 7th Street Entry, 1st Avenue.
Northern Lights.
Northern Lights, yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
So when do you make your first fucking, you know, journey?
We drove down to to see shows at 7th Street Entry.
Yeah.
My first show at the 7th Street Entry was The Replacements. And then my first show at First Avenue was Husker Du.
Wow. Now, you know
You know me and D. Boone. Doesn't get much better than that.
You know me and D. Boone put out their first album. It was called Land Speed Record. And it was recorded live at the... Yeah.
Yeah.
We put that out in 1981. That's fucking... Wow, 40 years now.
So this was in 85, 86, and I was kind of hanging around.
That's near the end of Husker Du.
Yeah. I was hanging around the Iron Range waiting for my buddy to graduate high school so we could move down to Minneapolis.
Right.
And eventually we made it down there, and we took our band, and we played the new band nights and got some gigs. And the band didn't last very long. Everybody was, I don't know, kind of... doing different stuff, going to college.
Well, tell me about, what was the name of this band?
The first band was called The Imports.
Okay, The Imports. And what was the first import gig like?
It was pretty cool. We played new band night at the 7th Street Entry, and there was a sound guy there named Ed Ackerson.
Yeah.
Ed passed away a year ago from pancreatic cancer.
Oh, so he was sorry.
Wonderful, wonderful guy.
There's so many awesome good dude. People. You know who I remember?
But he was so nice to us when we played. We thought we blew it because I made two mistakes. The bass player made a mistake. He was kicking himself. We sucked. And Ed comes down. He goes, "You guys are awesome. Play here again."
Wow.
We're like, what?
Now I got to tell the listeners, come down because the 7th Street Entry dressing room was downstairs below the stage.
Yeah. Yeah, nasty.
You know, a cat's still working there. Conrad.
Yes.
Great cat.
Good friend of mine.
Yeah, really. I love that man. Remember him making chili. It was like, it was a trippy Minneapolis day because it was, late fall, almost winter, and it wasn't snowing. Okay.
Yeah. So the band breaks up and eventually we started a band, my brother and I. My brother moved down to Minneapolis and was living in our basement. We started a band called the Glenn Russells.
Glenn Russells. I remember that.
Do you?
I think I do. Yeah. Late 80s?
Yeah.
Memory's not the best, but.
We tried pretty hard. Our dream was to go on tour.
Yeah.
We wanted to get in the van. And,
Hooskers, right?
Yes. And, there was a Rolling Stone interview or some article where the Minutemen were in there and Husker Du was in there.
Yeah.
And they're all sitting in the back of their van just looking like they're having the time of their lives.
We were.
I want to do that. I got to do that.
And then you hear fucking dudes like piss and moan and whine and how terrible it was.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I want to slap people a bald spot in the back of their head.
Yeah, we got to go on tour. I'm like, fuck you. What do you need? Do you need a bass player? You need a guitar player? I'm in.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful, Rich. Look, we're at the end of the first hour. December 10, 2021, Dish Wap Pedo Show. Hold tight, fire, two. December 10, 2021, it's the second hour. Wap Pedo Show.
So many good times. It's amazing I ain't been done. Remember good times, and all just having fun. Find out what you love in your life, try to squeeze the juices from it. Let them run down your face, let the juices run down your face. you come along? Can't find the one down here to help me sing my song. Gonna go to the street, baby, won't you come along? Gotta hear the north wind blow. When I can't know them chillin' wind, keep my boots in tow. When I'm gonna come, I'm gonna hear the north wind blow.
Show start off the second hour with a reward from Rich Matson. And take these hands and throw them in the river from the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tralala Band out of Montreal. That's a name. James Twig Harper and Rubber O Cement with Peanut Racetrack, Micro Adoptions, Bombs Prendon, Beaten of the Bounds, BB Jr. and SLW. It's Bob Bucko Jr. and Sam Locke Ward out of Iowa with Vice President, their latest collab, and Rich Matson, Sparta, Minnesota Blues. So I'm guessing there's a town in Minnesota called Sparta. The one I know is in South Carolina.
The town of Sparta that I live in the location of Sparta, Minnesota, which is outside of Eveleth.
Ah, okay. So you're actually a Sparta guy.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like Pedro's, you know, we're the harbor of Los Angeles, but we don't call ourselves L.A. We're Pedro.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, we're out in the burbs.
Actually, the mayor's office is like 23 miles from us, so, you know, we're spread out here. So,
wow.
Off air, you were enlightening me to the fact that we're in the next chapter after the imports.
Yes. Yeah, so Reward, that song, that was an Old Yeller tune. Old Yeller was the band after the Glenn Russells.
That's
so
right, that's import. Right. I'm sorry. Glenn Russell's then Old Yeller. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And
anything to do with the movie? Do you remember the movie? God, that was a tear jerk.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. Well, I started Old Yeller when I was 30. And you know how, like, Bing Crosby was the groaner, and
yeah.
And there's like the other. Well, I always thought my vocal style was more like yelling. And I started the band when I was
Yeller.
30.
So. No, yes, so you're a yeller.
Yeah, I'm just yelling.
But I think that was the color of the dog, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I thought it was clever at the time. I'm so bad at band names.
No, it's all, oh, man. There's some winners that have been on this show. Like, the one I can't scrub clean from my brain is Babes New York City. I mean, you don't call your band that.
Babes New York City. Wow.
Yeah. Terrible. Okay, so is Turd Purse. You know, there's a lot of bad names. Wedding Tool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring them, you know. What about trying to tour with a name like My Bike is a Pipe Bomb? Jesus.
Oof.
Get across the border with that one. So
we had a hell of a time with the Glenn Russells. Nobody could understand what I was saying on the phone, you know, because we were calling around for gigs. And,
yeah.
Trying to laugh. This is Rich Matson from the Glenn Russells. Hang up on me.
Well, did the Glenn Russells get to tour?
A little bit. They're pretty terrible. You know, they're the kind of tours where it was kind of explosive, you know, just we didn't have any plans. We didn't have a road manager. We were just doing it all ourselves. And
that's the way we did
it. I mean, it was really like going to Chicago and playing for four people. What are you going to do after
that? You know
that?
What you do? You call it a character builder.
Yeah. Well, we had a lot of character building.
So you got characters the size of the Empire State Building.
And then when you're playing in a band with your brother,
yeah,
that makes
it
even more fun.
Yeah, some chingazos, right?
He'd disappear, you know, he'd be sleeping in a park, you know. We'd be sleeping in the van. We didn't make a lot of friends, you know.
We're too busy building character, Rich.
Mike, we were fucking corn dogs.
Yeah, that's it. Well, what about, do things change up for Old Yeller? What's the difference?
Yeah, Old Yeller, we had a little more organization with that band. We had a bass player that really was on the ball, and we were able to line up a lot of road shows, and it was more of a machine.
Okay. Well, probably had learned from the previous experiences.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We started the band to tour, and damned if we weren't going to do it.
Okay. Because sometimes the knowing is in the doing. It can't just be explained, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We wound up with a couple of good gigs in New York City, and we had an ally in New York City that helped us, and we got to know, we started networking. You know, and sure, taking names and calling people back. And, you know, every time we'd go through town, we'd make sure we got in touch with the people we saw before, you know. And
sure.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, people ask me about the old days. I say it was about people. I think the new days is about people, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so is Mobius Strip part of this?
Mobius Strip, that was on my one and only solo album.
Okay.
And that was just kind of a sonic experiment, but it's a little...
Because you still put Rich Madsen. You didn't put... Because the other two tunes, you didn't put Old Yeller.
Oh.
Should I fix the fucking playlist?
Yeah, I think I put it in the description somewhere. But yeah, this Mobius Strip, that's
okay,
kind
so
of a,
I should change Reward and Sparta, Minnesota Blues to Old Yeller, right? Okay.
Yes. Oh, Sparta, Minnesota Blues is another band. That's the Bitter Spills.
Okay, see, I don't know
and that's
that.
That's a folk duo with my buddy Baby Grant Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Baby Grant Johnson, I met him in the early 90s. He was in a band, a twin-tone band called Beyond Zebra.
Okay.
And he's kind of a blues guy, folk guy.
Yeah.
And when I moved back up to Sparta from Minneapolis, he and I...
And you're talking about after 18 years, right?
Yeah. Then he and I, we started touring together just as a folk duo. We'd get on these punk rock bills. We'd be the opening band on these punk rock bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd go to Texas and back, like, constantly.
I-35, right? EW.
Just a mess, yeah.
I-35 EW also happens again when you get to Fort Worth and Dallas. That is no accident. Yeah. Let's listen to Mobius Strip.
I've been on every state of the continental USA. I've been on every stage watching losers die in pain. And I've drank in your bars, and I've tripped so hard on your Hawaiian wood rose seeds almost poison me. So don't feed those, drink my drink, you fucking college kid. Getting into the grief and dead. I can't believe that's still okay. I guess I'm your past, your weight is pretty cool.
publika, vi ste najljepši, najbolji. Ludo, bravo, to. Pravi ste ludica, Volim vas, svi vas volimo.
You act like you weren't there. attraction of shame.
Thanks, bye.
Bob for Pedro show. We start that chunk of music off with Rich Matson, Mobius Strip, from his one and only solo album. Then we had Ples, which is dance in Slovenian, live at the Club MC Koper, 1987. Oh, it was still called Yugoslavia then. Tropicova, Kuske Pitch. Then Cedric Noel off his new record, Cozy. And then some rare Jimi Hendrix. A little R&B, Under the Table, Part 2. Jimmy could do anything. Man, that man. I can understand why you wanted a Stratocaster. Live at the International Noise Conference. This is Scotty Irvin and his Clang Quartet, February 19, 2017, Part 1 of 2. Brother Scotty of North Carolina. And then Rich Matson, You Can Tell the Whole World. Is that from the solo record?
That one is from the next band I was in. It was called the Tisdales.
The Tisdales. Lots learning. Okay. Tell me about the Tisdales.
The Tisdales, I started that band after I moved back up north to Sparta, Minnesota. Old Yeller kind of fizzled out. The band just kind of, yeah, they lost interest. The distance was too much for us. I thought when I moved 200 miles away from the cities, I could keep a band together. But
that's tough, man. 200 miles is like Pedro to Fresno.
Yeah, it was too far. I'd go down there and I'd schedule a rehearsal. I'd get to the drummer's house waiting for everybody to show up. And guys were getting busy, you know, life was happening. Everybody had jobs and kids, and I just said, well, you know what, I think I'll start a band up north then, you know, and I got some guys from Duluth.
Yeah.
And the drummer lived right here in Eveleth.
Yeah.
And we started a band and called it the Tisdales, named after a cheap wine.
Ooh. Probably had an aftertaste.
It was actually not too bad.
Okay.
Not going to advertise for them, though.
Yeah, No shills.
No.
Does the Tisdales end up a touring concern?
We toured a little bit, not a whole lot. We made it down to Austin, Texas, and back one time, but it didn't pan out that great for touring. We mostly just played around Minnesota, like Duluth and the Twin Cities, and we were a really loud, kind of garagey kind of band. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, this tune is fucking... You know, see, because they're all named Rich Matson. I didn't know that there's a difference. So I was like, man, he's going for a different style here.
They're
all different bands. That's why.
Yeah, I'm always kind of the band leader, you know. And
with the exception of the Bitter Spills,
that's more of a joint effort.
You mean the thing with the Bitter Spills?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was more of a collab. But the other ones are the Shot Caller. But you don't like to stay in one kind of thing.
Nah.
I'm not saying, like, here's the ska band, here's the reggae band or something, but, you know, within this kind of guitar music stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's all pretty much rock and roll.
Yeah, it is, but I think you tailor it to the people you're playing with, because they don't all sound like the same fucking band.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, you get a Greg Sage record, or you get a, what's his name in Dayton? Bob,
Oh, Bob Pollard?
Yeah, right? He changes his name, but it's still Bob.
yeah.
He plays with different dudes. It's still Bob. And you're still Rich. Hey, we're at the end of the second hour, December 10, 2021. Just watch Peter, so special guest, Rich Matson. Hope time out, freak! December 10, 2021. It's third hour to watch Peter.
Baby.
what? For Pedro Show, start off the third hour. And Watt is very happy with himself to know that he actually knows the name of this band. This is Rich Madsen and the North Stars with This Town. Then we had Ray Shin, Life of the Fold. Wilco with Nels Klein on lead guitar. This is from Oakland about 2 months ago. Impossible Germany. I don't know what that song's about or anything, but he has pretty good solo there.
Cool guitars on that song.
Yeah, well, Nels Klein, right? I got to share a lot of music with him. The man is very inspiring. And
yeah.
Then Kiss the Sky, Rich Madsen in the North Stars, featured Jermaine Gemberly.
Yeah.
Hip us to that.
Well, after the Tisdales fizzled out, I was recording this gal who was living in Ely, which is another hour north of where I live in Sparta here. Her name's Jermaine Gemberling. We were working together, making records for a few years, and eventually we fell in love, and she moved in with me, and we started our own band called Rich Madsen and the North Stars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now I know the backstory to that band.
Yeah.
Now, interesting, Rich, you said recorded her, because we haven't yet talked about your studio. You've recorded a buttload of bands.
Yeah.
Enlighten us.
I'm in my 30th year of recording music, and I love it. That's my main job.
But how did that happen, Rich?
In the early 90s, the Glenn Russells went and recorded at a few different studios, and for some reason, I just felt like that's something that I could do. And I'd watch these guys, and they'd let me sit behind the board, and I'd dial in the mixes a little bit, and I'm like, God, I really like doing this. I want to do this. And it was just something that I felt like I had, you know, I was adept at, and something that I could pick up easily. And eventually, I bought this. It was a 12-track recording machine, by Akai. It recorded analog tape, but it was these weird beta-looking tapes, half-inch tapes. And it was $2,500 for this whole setup. And I put it in our practice space and I said, hey, I got a studio. So I started recording my friends' bands. I was charging 10 bucks an hour to start with. You know, we'd record our demo tapes and I just kept buying more and more stuff for it, microphones and outboard gear and speakers and, you know, all the stuff you need. But I'd find deals on shit and, you know, I had a lot of crappy stuff, but eventually it got better. And now I've got in Sparta, the thing that brought me back here was I found a nice space to put the studio in. It's an old church.
Awesome.
So that's the recording studio.
Now, when you said you first got it in your prac pad, where was the prac pad?
It was Lake and Lindale, South Minneapolis.
Oh, so it's 200 miles away. Okay.
That was my first studio. It was called Flower Pot.
I was going to ask you, since you recorded all these bands, I was wondering, did they all make the big trek up to Sparta?
That's what they do now.
Okay.
But I laid the groundwork while I was in Minneapolis.
Sure.
I was, you know, it was like a low-budget studio, like an underground kind of thing where, you know, bands that couldn't afford to go to Pachyderm or you know, the big-time studios, they'd come to me and I listened to that stuff from the early 90s. It doesn't sound too bad.
And you know, instead of doing the intern thing, you just did the DIY thing.
I did. I read books and I, you know, there's a lot of books about recording and I sat in on sessions and watched the big guys do it, you know, and how it's done. And yeah, it was just through doing it.
Oh, really interesting. Really interesting. So, this kind of informs your own music, helping other dudes do their music.
Yeah, it's
because you're not just an engineer, man. Do you end up producing too?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, at this point, you know, it's a lot of it's psychology. You know, I'll be listening, and I got to think of a clever way to say, hey, you know, keep doing it. You're gonna get it. You know. Quit fucking around. Don't make me play that guitar. I'll show you.
find a clever way of putting it.
It's always a really fun time. I've never had a band like break up in the studio or fights happen. Yeah. I don't know. It's always a really good time. And now that I'm 200 miles away from anything, these bands come up here and they'll spend a weekend and they'll track a whole album.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Okay, is this the Death Valley in California?
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen.
soft night on the surface. Full of golden sun. These guitar working all the time. All these tristes and no longer. Full of captured flame. This young poet's of romantic. I'm in the conversation in Spanish. Maybe an evasion of your tongue. And his hoofbeats, shadows of horses. Sundown fires glowing in the darkness of the smell of leather. But you know there's a trick I'm learning to do with a knife. Yeah, there's a trick I'm learning to do with a knife. A trick I'm learning to do with a knife. Ship. Silence, broken. Almost no one lives tonight. Thank you. Across the beaches, the barbed wire lays looped, cold, sharp, and abandoned, the old world, other side, left to rust as this beach, the migrant drops, exhausted, voiceless, just tired men. Far from your love, tired men, far from your love. So snatched, maybe just left behind. So snatched, or maybe just left behind. So snatched. So snatched and maybe just left behind. Thank you.
watch it fall, try to make some sense of it all. The plot gets thicker every day. Makes you kinda wanna stay. I can't believe it, nothing was planned. The big dummy grabbed the ball and he ran. Turns out he's got a lot of fans. Up against the wall, against the wall. Why don't we throw it all against the wall? There's gotta be a way out of this mess. What's north is south, what's east is west, what's up is down, what's short is long. Obviously something wrong. There's a big weak link in the chain of command that is right at the top. Without a trace of a plan, get all the fun so what people can.
Peter, so last music for this edition, Death Valley from Rich Mattson, North Stars. Then we had Mike Cooper, live at Cave 12, winner of 2016, part 2 of 2. Heard part 1 last episode. And finally, Rich Mattson, North Stars with Against the Wall. Okay, so what's on the cooker right now? Do you have a band in that church?
I've got a band coming up here this afternoon. They're called Love House. They're a Duluth band. Some young college lads. And they're gonna try and get four tunes all finished up over the course of a weekend. I think we can do it.
Yeah, I think you can.
Yeah, I think I've done 15 songs in a weekend before.
I think Madness. James, you know Double Nickels on the Dime. Ethan James mixed all those songs in one night, 48 songs.
Oh, my God.
They were very little songs.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an 8-track Atari. So, half the tracks was drums, right? So, it wasn't a lot of options involved. But sometimes you get the best mixes that way.
I know. Yep.
Ain't that a trick? Where can people find...
I used tape for years.
Go ahead.
I used tape for years, and I was a holdout, you know.
We're talking 1983, so we didn't have any options.
Yeah.
I paid for that whole thing, $1,100, and it's probably the best record I played on. And if it wasn't for the Hooskers doing Zen Arcade, we would have never made a second record to make a double album. So thank you, Hooskers, big time.
Yes.
We did say thank you, but we said take that, Hooskers, and everybody thought it was Belige, but it wasn't Belige. We owe those dudes everything. We love them. So where can people find you on the internet?
We've got a Bandcamp page. It's Sparta Sound Bandcamp.
Okay.
So look up Sparta Sound, and I've always gone through that CD Baby, and they put everything on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Music.
Is there a Rich Mattson website?
There is. It's richmattsonmusic.com.
Okay, people. RichMattsonMusic.com. Check it out. I went to the site. It's great. That's what.
Yeah, it's just kind of a hub for
That's good. That's good because you control it, right? It's your own fanzine.
It's an antique website.
Do you got another North Stars record planned?
Yeah, we're halfway through recording another North Stars.
You get it done when you come back on the show.
Came out in February.
When you get done, will you come on the show?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we'll talk about. We'll play all the songs. I'll know the band that's doing all the tunes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Big R.
You just tried out a keyboard player.
Did you? So you're five
piece. We're expanding.
Okay. Rich, big honor to have you. Thank you so much.
Please. Thank you, Mike.
And I love the idea of you helping. Love House. Good luck, Gambate, with that, man. That's beautiful. You're helping dudes making music while you're making your own music. That's what's
absolutely
about.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. Love it.
People, you have a great show tonight, Mike Watts.
I'll try my hardest, Rich Mass.
People, wish I could be there.
You will be in spirit. I'll summon you. I'll summon your
Flipper.
Spirit.
Oh, my God.
December 10, 2021, this is what Pedro should keep your fire.